and welcome to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM, coming out from UBC. This is your host, Robin. Today's special show is dedicated to Owen Ellis, who saved my butt today when I showed up at the show without any of my notes. And I tell you, without Owen Ellis, this episode would have been a real boob. So it's going to be great, though, because I called him and did the whole, can you go in my room and find that piece of paper and, like, read it all out to me so I can write it all down, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, what we just heard was by artist Black Mold, and his name is Chad Van Gallen, and he's from Calgary, Alberta. This new album is called Snow Blindness is Crystal Ants, and that song was called Metal Spiderwebs. Now, he's coming to the Rio Theater on October 15th, and tickets are $22, and I'm not sure if he's going to be playing his electronic stuff, which is, this is the debut album of his electronic stuff, or some of his singer-songwriter stuff, which I haven't heard, so, but I like this CD. This CD is rocking. And some more about Chad. Let's see. Oh, on the website for the record label. What record label is this? Flemish Eye Records. Apparently, he doesn't leave his basement and just makes art all day. So I was like, that's pretty cool. Let's play a CD. Anyway, next up, here's a real treat. A couple weeks ago, which was actually the last time I was in the station, because last week I had a fill-in come in, and he did a great job. His name's Chad as well. Becky, who has a show later on today, was showing me this 7-inch called Sounds of the American Fast Food Restaurants. It's 10 authentic field recordings narrated by Greg Turkington. And presented by the Golding Institute. And they're actually real field recordings from American fast food restaurants. This is volume one. And there's a whole bunch of recordings in this series, like sounds of Californian car rental agencies, sounds of international airport restrooms, which we also have in the station. I'll be digging that one out of the archives sometime soon. Sounds of the American copy shops and blah, 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 blah. It just gets on. It's just crazy. It's crazy. Anyway, so I'll be playing some stuff from that. I think this this 7-inch came out in 97 or 98. I don't know. I could be wrong. So it's kind of old. But it's still really cool. I'm going to play bits of side one. Let's see if I can set that up while I'm talking. I'm going to be playing bits of side one, and it's the introduction plus something on KFC. I might get to Jack in the Box, but we'll see, because I've got a whole, like, I have, like, so much music to play today. I have, like, you know, I'll get into that later. But anyway, let's start this one.
Hello, this is Ryan Kerr on behalf of the Golding Institute. Fast food restaurants. We spend $80 billion yearly indulging our gastronomical whims at them. But until now, there has been no adequate documentation of the fascinating sonic landscapes contained within. In an unfortunate era, where the mating chirps of countless irrelevant birds or the incomprehensible chanting and banging of dirty savages from uncivilized hellholes is thoroughly overdocumented with a kind of respect previously only afforded to the most important speeches of great world leaders, parts of our cultural heritage slip through the cracks, if you will. The Golding Institute is proud to bring you this recorded documentation, Sounds of the Fast Food Restaurants, Volume 1. Started in 1955 by Colonel Harlan Sanders, Kentucky Fried Chicken, or KFC as it's now known, is arguably the second largest fast food chain in the world. Their biggest strength is their uncanny ability to take the remote outback of Australia's Northern Territory, the exotic tropical paradise of Hilo, Hawaii, and the endless suburban sprawl of Orange County, California, and magically transform them all into the exact same place. Four children died after eating Jack-in-the-Box hamburgers contaminated with bacteria. Despite the short setback, the Jumbo Jack remains a fast food favorite with children and adults alike. When the Pepsi Company purchased Taco Bell, they predicted correctly its huge potential for enormous profits. What they did not anticipate, however, was the fascinating cultural exchange that naturally took place, as Americans coast to coast became fluent in ordering traditional Mexican dishes from across the border.
I'm going to have two wild bean burritos, no cheese, and extra tomatoes, a medium drink, and chips and salsa.
No secrets here. At Nations, all but the legally deaf enjoy the comforting sounds and smells of hamburger patties being fried up in plain view. Let's listen. Thank you.
Every Monday and Friday, something extraordinary goes on at CITR. It's the scramble to put together a news show that offers an alternate view of the headlines. News 101 brings you the latest in news from around campus and the world. So if you're tired of the same old take on the world around you, listen to News 101. That's every Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. on CITR.
Okay, welcome back to The Rib on CITR. Speaking of CITR, we had a programmers meeting last week, and it turns out that there's going to be someone retiring, and Jolly John Tanner, who's had a show on, who's been on some sort of public media for like 50 years now, is retiring from CITR. His show is usually Mondays at 6 o'clock, Son of Night Dreams, so I don't know when he's going to be quitting for sure, but that's pretty intense. That's all I have to say about that. Now, I just want to mention some shows that are coming up. And speaking of shows, what's up with everything closing? Okay, Richards is closing for some condos. Woohoo. And then the Cobalt has got an eviction notice for something like having to redo soundproofing or something ridiculous, and no one knows when it's going to close, like mid-September or December 1st, or like what's going on. But apparently there's a new venue that's opened up somewhere in the east side called, let's see, the Rickshaw. Wait. Yeah. 254 East Hastings. So I don't know what'll happen to that. It's apparently really big too. And they haven't put the sign up yet. So anyway, some concerts. On Thursday the 3rd, Os Mutantes and The Strange Magic are playing at the Commodore. I don't know if I've heard awesome things or not so good things about Os Mutantes. I've heard both. So I don't know about that show. Daniel Johnston is playing on Saturday the 5th at Venue. And then, let's see, there's a whole bunch of other stuff. But interesting to me, Kid Koala is playing on the 23rd at the Commodore. That's huge. Holy Fuck is coming to the Venue on the 24th. And yeah, I already mentioned the feature. Chad Van Gallen, Rio Theater on October 15th for $22. And all right, now, can I do this? I'm going to play a 23-minute track. This is the second side of Tubular Bells by Mike Oldfield, and this was released in 1973, written and recorded when Mike Oldfield was like around 19 or something, and on Virgin Records, and he played all the instruments and composed the whole thing. So it's a long, proggy treat, and yeah, enjoy. Thank you.
first learned about the birds and the bees? Want to learn more about the birds and the bees and the berries, urban agriculture, delicious homegrown food, solar energy, and much more? Check out the Society Promoting Environmental Conservation. Come to one of our workshops, join our solar panel tour, or go to our website, www.spec.bc.ca, for more information.
How long do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
All right. You're listening to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. And we just heard the entire second side of Tubular Bells. He played all of those instruments himself. Mike Oldfield. All right, let's see what else is coming up for Monday today on CITR. After this, I'm going to be playing an episode of Groundwire that goes from 5 to 5:30. Career Fast Track at 5:30 with Philip D. This side of Monday with Becky S. airs at 6, and at 7:30, Radio Free Gak with Gary Kay, and The Jazz Show at 9 p.m. with Gavin Walker. All right, so let's move back to something from our feature. And if you're just tuning in, the feature today is called Black Mold. The album is Snow Blindness is Crystal Ants, and this track is called Toxic Lake.
Dad, you're getting that.
Guarda en tus manos, guarda tu vida.
So you're listening to The Rib on CITR, and we just heard a track by Helado Negro, new album A-O, and the track was called Dahan. And let's see, I got some info on him. He's on Asthmatic Kitty Records, and he's from South Florida. Yeah, he's from South Florida, and he's been working on a whole bunch of new music sort of experiments with, let's see, he's doing some kinetic sound sculptures, which include like flying musical birds, motion paintings, and trash cans full of trash that are actually living drum machines, and has since moved to New York and started a group, which is this group, Helado Negro, always going through different musicians, so it changes every day, but some of them include, Nori Tanaka, Matt Crum, Jason Trammell, and some more instrumentation from Jason Adrian from Chicago Underground Trio, and John Ellis. Okay. Next up, I'm going to play another track from the feature, and this one is called... Oh, this one is the title track. It's called Blindness is Crystal Ants.
Thank you.
So sums up the rib for today, the last day of August. We just heard a track from the album Spaces, which was released